This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, or did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, part of what's, you know, what's happening in the news and understanding what's going on as well. Right? So, all right, I wasn't going to go down this road, but I'm going to just a little bit here. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, right? She slams Acosta again. This guy is like a little out of control kid who's had too many donuts in the morning. Where the teacher has to keep going, Johnny, shut up, sit down, shut up, sit down, shut up, sit down, right? Because he won't stop. He doesn't know when to quit. So I always get the biggest kick out of it when he gets slammed because he truly looks confused as to why he's being slammed. Although he should be slammed more often than he actually is. But he just yells things out. He blurts things out at the most inopportune time. And then when he's told, I'm not going to answer the question, he keeps going. You know, I mean, simply put, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to have a daily press release. Right? I mean, where does it say that? It says you're allowed to report. You can't, you know, shut the press down or anything like that. But that doesn't mean you come out every morning and spend an hour with them. Well, not once a month. Right? Once a quarter. Once every other month. Once a year. Nothing. There's nothing that talks about how this has to take place. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pastor David Hague is going to join me after the break. We're going to talk about the role of Christians in politics, the role of Christians in your community or what have you. I'm not talking about the hardcore right-wing whacktoid Christians. I'm talking about Christians, real Christians. You know, in the last hour, we were talking about the Senate Democrats writing a letter to President Trump telling him he can't do what he's doing with North Korea unless... But every one of the unlesses they were willing to accept from Iran, but not Trump, I guess. I mean, I guess his unlesses are different than, I don't know. But you know, Iran is our friend, right? We get along with Iran. They do what we say we want them to do. But guess what? Iran just arrested a human rights lawyer. Right? No cares if you wear a hijab. No one cares if you wear purple hair, for that matter. But in Iran and everywhere else in the Islamic world, women are forced to wear the hijab, beaten and or arrested if they don't. The punishment that these courageous women in Iran are now facing is a stunning indictment of hypocrisy of the evil left of the West. You know, it's funny, on the left, they constantly talk about how, you know, oppressed women are, how much we oppress women as, you know, right-wing people and that kind of stuff. And then they talk about what a great deal, how we're trying to turn around Iran. Really? Seriously? It's always amazing to me. So, anyway, when you get through this, right? And where are the feminists fighting for this? Remember, this is the country the Democrats are fighting for. opposing President Trump's effort to stop them from nuclear arming, right? Iran. Yet they pick up a human rights lawyer. He's arrested and taken to Iran's notorious evil prison, or Evin prison, which is known as hell on earth. This is because he defended an anti-hijab protester. You know, when you look at this, right? And these are the guys that the Dems will protect. They have all the rights in the world. We have none. They have all the rights in the world. Other countries have none. The U.S. doesn't have the same rights as Iran does in the eyes of the Democrats. It's always amazing to me. Totally amazing. Anyway, we've got Dakota from Morgan joins me. Hey, Dakota, how you doing?
Makes me feel part of the conversation.
Well, thank you. So what's your thought on this?
Well,
Sanders. Yeah.
To tell you the truth, Joe, and, you know, I agree with most of what you say, first off. I'm not going to play to the ear, but, you know, we're going to agree to disagree. Do I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is an okay press secretary? Yeah, I do. I mean, she's the best one to serve. For the current administration, everyone that's in the White House serves at the pleasure of the president. But even though she's good at her job, I think she has some flaws. And while I disagree with that reporter basically going out and kind of screaming at her in the press briefing room, I think he kind of had a little bit of a point, you know. As he asked a question, even though he was out of turn, his question did have some merit. I'm not her, so I can't tell you what she thinks. But, you know, I think in this administration, I think she's the best one for the job. But, you know, I just wanted to share my two cents with you on that. I kind of listened to you on that.
Well,
I'm interested,
Dakota,
you know, you have to say more.
Listen. I appreciate that, but I got to say something to you. He has been a jackwagon from the early days, okay? Absolutely.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing.
Right. So when he starts to open his mouth, you know how it happens. The first thing you do, it's like when the bully walks into the park, into the playground. You kind of tense up a little bit, and you're waiting. He just come off of yelling at the North Korean president. I mean, I'm trying to do a peace. I'm trying to work a peace deal with the president of a country, and you're yelling at them. You know, you're yelling at this guy. Seriously, there's that music again. I'll respond to it more on the other side of the break. Dakota, thanks for the call. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. David Hague joins us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Better stop before you get to California. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, you know, we talk a lot about Christian involvement in community, and not just kids, you know, being husbands, you know, Christian men being husbands and fathers, and really taking their rightful place in the family and in the community. And, you know, until recently, I kind of feel a little vindicated here. I have to, because I've been screaming this from the rooftops for years. And I've had plenty of people tell me, no, no, Joe, you know, Christians really, they really should stay away from politics. It's not really where they need to be. And then Franklin Graham comes to California. And he starts talking about what needs, you know, what needs to be done and how to get involved in that kind of thing. And the beauty is that now people are taking it seriously. Men are listening. What? Is he screaming amen?
No, he's screaming amen. he's saying hello.
Hello. I had an Joe? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Oh, I hadn't introduced you
yet.
I
lost your... Oh, okay. It wasn't 2 minutes.
Well, I lost you. Okay, well, hey, David Hegg joins me. Pastor David Hegg joins me to discuss this.
Sorry, man.
You know, no, it's okay. We have new buttons here, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. So,
okay.
Anyway, no, I was talking about Franklin Graham, and I don't know if you heard any of that, but his trip here to California and how yours truly, and I'm not the only one, I know there's others out there, have been talking about how Christians need to take their rightful place in the community, you know, as fathers, husbands, mothers, and just being involved in what's going on around you. And many
Absolutely.
Christians are afraid to do it, and then Franklin Graham comes out and says it, and all of a sudden it's acceptable. What's taken so long? Why have we not, now you may have, but why have most churches stayed away from speaking to these kind of things?
Well, I would imagine it's because it's divisive in people's minds. So a lot of people trying to reach their community for Christ don't want to take sides, don't want to say, you know, for instance, we cheer for USC or we cheer for UCLA or whatever. Those are just stupid examples. But, you know, I think churches are afraid. And few things are as offensive these days
as
the political environment.
I'm losing you a little bit on your phone. It's kind of cutting in and out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is this better?
I'll tell you as you talk.
I think pastors and churches are trying to reach everybody at some level. And they are afraid to say something that might, in some way, cause people to say not so good things about them. I think we've lost our backbone to winsomely stand up for the gospel and the ethic that comes out of it. You know, I think in some ways, those who are the most politically oriented sometimes are not the most winsome. And so we have this kind of pull one way or the other. Am I going to be a winsome representative of the gospel of Jesus Christ, or am I going to be, you know, a provocative, kind of in-your-face, courageous, we've got to bring America back to Christ? Either one of those, to me, you know, isn't the right way to go. I think we should live for the gospel and for the ethic that comes out of it.
Well, I agree with you, and many people would say to you or say to me that, you know, from a biblical standpoint, we're not supposed to get involved in politics. Now, I know that's wrong, or I believe it to be wrong, but a lot of them will come up and say, look, God's will get done no matter what, and if God wants us to be involved in politics or whatever, it doesn't matter who you vote for or what have you, he's just going to take care of things to begin with. And I'm saying, look, I can pull scripture up that shows you that we're supposed to go out and search out the godly. We're supposed to go out and vote or put those people in positions of authority over us so that we can live peaceably. It just doesn't line up, does it?
You know, one thing I like to tell people at our church is that good works provide a foundation of goodwill from which to launch the good news. Here's the problem. A lot of things that churches do, and we struggle with it at Grace, that we can get people to do good still,
yeah.
But the message of the church has to get all the way to the gospel. So, for instance, let's say that for whatever reason, I decide that I don't want to be a pastor anymore. I don't want to teach at the university anymore. But what I really want to do is go into politics. And let's say that I decide, you know what, I'm going to run for city council, or I'm going to run for state representative. And because I have, you know, a pretty good reputation in our town, I win. So I have good works, and I'm out there doing good things. I'm building goodwill. If that's all I do, and Joe, I don't know, you may not like this, but if what I do is go to Sacramento or whatever and be a moral person, but I don't let people know that the reason I believe what I believe is because I'm a dedicated Christ follower, and I believe that the ethic of Jesus Christ and the ethics that flow out of the Bible are not only right, but are best for society. So the reason I'm against abortion, the reason I am for there being only two genders that match our DNA, is because God created us in his image, and his creation model should not be abused by those who want to just cast God to the margin. So if I'm in it, and a conservative and a politician, like our vice president says, then ultimately I have to keep talking about the fact that the reason I believe what I believe is because I'm a follower of Christ. And here's the deal. I think a lot of Christian politicians and folks who are, you know, voted in, once they get in, they realize, okay, if I keep shouting about Christ, I'm not going to get elected again. And they kind of rub the edges off.
You and I are 100% on that page, okay? I'm not called to be a pastor in my position or a preacher, if you would, but I never back up. Well, I hope you believe this and know this, but I never back away from the gospel. I never back away from my belief system, and I try to do it in a loving way. But I agree with you. Once they get at the state level, especially, they're so afraid to say anything. They're so afraid to do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, because it took them so much to get there. I mean, I have the same thing. I write a little column, as you know, in the local paper. And as long as I'm saying stuff that conservatives in our area like, I get a lot of good positive feedback.
Yep. Are you gone again? I lost him. What's that? I hope not. That's too bad. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We've got to go for a break anyhow. That's good. Kind of like perfect timing, if you would. I'll try to get him back in a second. He was just getting to the good part. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Pastor David Haig will join us again. I'll get him back on. I promise. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay, well, I can keep going. Right, what's his, there you go. I have. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Wait till I introduce you.
Okay, sorry.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I'm going to stop the regular stuff and just get him on because I so much appreciate the time he's with me. Pastor David Hague joins me, and we're talking about, you know, Christians being involved in politics, Christians being involved in a community, Christians being involved, period. Pastor Hague, thanks for joining me. See, it has changed. Pastor Hague, thanks for joining me.
You bet.
Yep.
My pleasure.
So let's get, you know, something we were talking about during the break, and it carries from what we were talking about before. You know, we were talking about how hard it is to be elected, and you were talking about, you know, the changes sometimes that they make when they go to, you know, well, in our case, Sacramento. And, you know, Christians, people you perceive, if you would, to be solid Christians, to have an understanding of the gospel. And then they go up to Sacramento, they go at the state level, and it's almost like they lose their boundaries. They lose their principles, if you would. And it's because they want to get elected back in that chair again.
Yeah. The bottom line is, guess
what?
The Judeo-Christian and the to win an election, you need to have a majority. You need to have more people for you than are for the other guy.
Right.
But increasingly, the whole idea of having an ethic that's based on a transcendent God is looked on as foolish at best and dangerous at worst. And so while I am, and the people at our church know, if you come to me, I'll tell you who to vote for, how to live, everything. But what I'm really trying to do is to get our 3,500 people at Grace Baptist Church to be everyday Christians to say, okay, there is one philosophy that says let's get as many people elected at the top and make laws and you know, make it filter down. There's another philosophy, and they're both right, that says let's start at the grassroots and let's get to know our neighbors and let's show them that the reason we have the lives we have is because we follow Christ. So the reasons we believe about marriage is because that's what the Bible says is the best way to live, and we should be examples of that. The reason we believe what we do about sexuality and about not putting things in your body like marijuana that are harmful or alcohol or any of those kinds of things is because we understand that God has given us health and something we're to steward. The reason we have certain principles in business it's because we want to be fair and generous. We want to play by the rules. We want to have enough to share with others who are less fortunate. And so in some ways, we have capitulated. We've said, okay, the grassroots thing is going to take longer. But let's do the top down thing. Let's get government on our side, and then let's kind of force down the pyramid or down to the grassroots a certain ethical behavior. Well, the bottom line is we are no longer in the majority. We have to be a prophetic, winsome, exemplary minority. And I think that starts with your neighbors and mine.
But are we not in this is my personal opinion. We're not in the majority anymore because the majority of us aren't speaking up. And not in a nasty way. I think number-wise, we are still in the majority. I really believe that. And I think we're in the minority from a standpoint is that as Christians, and a lot of Christians don't want to speak up because they don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings. They don't want to feel like they're shoving something down someone's throat. To your point earlier, let's just talk about the schools.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I disagree that's the reason. I think the reason is that we're scared of reprisal. It's not
okay.
That we're afraid of hurting somebody else's feelings. It's that if I say, well, I did. I wrote an article in the Signal a couple weeks ago, just said, you know, there's only two genders. There aren't several. And if you say you're of a different gender than the one your DNA says you are, and you want to invite me into your deception, I'm not going to do it. I don't care what pronoun you want to be called. I'm not going to call you that because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to go against. But if you're a school teacher.
You're cutting out.
You're off your. Board member, I don't know if you read that article where
yes.
The national board kicked a Christian off because
yep.
he was in favor of not doing some workout for pride.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's reprisal. And so we have to understand that there are consequences. And so I think sometimes that's a top-down idea. Those consequences almost make it impossible for a real Christian to be a Christian, to be outspoken, and to be persuasive. And so I think you get Christians that are elected, and they become mamby-pamby believers. That's why
Okay, but from an elected standpoint, you know my personality. From an elected standpoint, why don't other Christians that are elected, you know, if you feel like you're up there alone, yeah, you may back down. I'm too dull to back down at times. But, you know, you want to know you have support. You want to know if Christians don't realize, now we'll just talk about it at the school level or the educational, the state level. If you don't stand up for basic beliefs, then the people that are going to be teaching your kids, the people making laws, for lack of a better term, are going to be, you know, heathens, not believers, whatever you want to call them, whatever term you're familiar with. But
totally
those are the people.
Totally agree.
Yeah, so how do you get, and again, it's not a matter of, so I'm a Christian on the school board. I do not beat up on every child to accept Christ or else. My job is to show the love of Christ towards these kids and make sure they have a safe place. And I don't mean that in the PC way, but they have a safe school grounds to learn and that it's fair and equitable to all the kids of what they learn. And I would like to see that, you know, it goes into the next story that we were going to talk about, which is, you know, you've got these parents that are fighting some of the sex ed policies in California that are really just shy of pornographic. And we're told that
totally.
We're supposed to accept that because that's just education. And I said to you in a loving way, where are my Christian parents? Why aren't they at school boards all up and down the state going, we're not going to have this?
Well, I can't answer that, but I can tell you that there are more and more parents who are homeschooling. There are more and more parents sending their kids to private Christian schools.
Right.
And many of them just feel helpless to do anything else.
God.
You know, and I got to tell you, in California, it's really bad.
Sure.
Because as a parent, unless you can get elected on the school board, you have zero opportunity to bring any kind of, you know, change to your local school. What I'm really excited about is that at the Masters University, we're turning out a lot of great teachers that are getting hired in the school system.
Great.
And that's another way to kind of, you know, hold back the tide of debauchery. But I tell you what, my daughter was one of them. She graduated, got her
credential, went into teaching, and after 5 years, she just said, "Dad, you know what? There are so many things that they tell me I can't do, and so many other things that they force me to do.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's just, it's, I have no opportunity to be a light for Christ in the school." And so she now runs a crisis pregnancy center up in San Jose. So all I'm saying is, while I love you, Joe, and I'm glad you're on the school board, I think that we have to have a multi-pronged attack in this case. And yes, I'd love to have more truly qualified, courageous, well-spoken, winsome Christians in elected positions. We all would. Those guys and those types of people, women or men, are few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to push back a little bit. You're saying we're all the Christians who are running. Well, a lot of Christians who would run aren't qualified.
Well, how about the support?
You know,
how about just supporting? You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, there are Christians that we need
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we need to start looking for the good people to run. We need to start teaching and training up good people to run for these positions, you know, whatever they are, but for these positions. I'm frustrated, and you know
I agree.
You know my heart.
Yeah, I'm frustrated, too. Yes, here's a parallel idea. Why are fewer and fewer men and women wanting to be doctors? Because it's almost impossible to do health care.
Right.
I have friends who've been doctors for 20 years, and they say, you know what, when I got in, I wanted to help people. Now, with all the regulations and all the rules and everything else, and, you know, all the, you know, I can hardly do what I wanted to do.
I think
the same thing is true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run for office, you get in, and you realize, man, like, I knew a guy who played for the Seattle Seahawks, Steve Largent. He went back to Oklahoma after he'd retired and became a U.S. representative from his home state of Oklahoma. And after two terms, he basically told those of us who knew him, you know what? I can't do anything.
No, listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. But you're right, like on the school board, I'm one of five. I've got to persuade four others.
Right.
Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Pastor David Hagel will still be with us when we come back from the break. Don't go far.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
I love happy music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being with us and being part of the conversation. Pastor David Haig joins me, as he does from time to time. More often, I hope, as the days go on, because I think the conversation around our beliefs, I think it needs to be out there more. I think people are, for some odd reason, I won't say afraid, but they just don't want to talk about what they believe. They don't want to stand up for what they believe or even defend what they believe. And you don't have to be nasty. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be in somebody's face about it. But you don't have to back down from your basic belief systems. There's no reason for it. Pastor David Haig, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Yeah. Well, I love being with you, Joe. You're a good man, and I like the way you think.
Well, that makes two of you. You and my wife. We're doing good.
That's right.
But, you know, we were on going down a path of something that again, I just, you've been at this a lot longer. You're a pastor. You've been in front of with a lot of people, if you would. And I know, I'm very aware that sometimes I go over the top. But, I mean, man, I do not understand, especially when it comes to your kids, why we back away from not protecting our kids, whether it's at the school level, from an education level? What are you learning? What are you hearing? What's going on in school today? We're responsible for those little bundles of joy, blessings that have been given to us, are we not?
Absolutely. And, if we really took seriously your question, why, I can come up with several reasons. Number one, people don't think they can make a difference. Number two, people think they could make a difference, but they're not sure how. They don't know where to go. Do we protest? Do we send letters? And, and the third reason is they just stick their head in the sand and say it can't be as bad as it really is. It might be bad over there, but my kid's school is fine. There's a lot of that, right?
Yes, that's true.
Sacramento is doing all these bad things, and the school districts are, but my daughter's teacher is really good, and then all of a sudden she comes home with a note that says, well, we showed your child this video, and da-da-da-da-da, and she's asking, Mommy, how come two men were naked on this video? And by that time, then we realize, wait a minute, we got to do something, and then usually what happens is they homeschool or they go to a Christian school that costs a lot of money. But basically, I accept your basic presupposition, and that is that Christians have abdicated their responsibility to be salt and light in the world. And a lot of churches have taken that response as well.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's too bad because my daddy created the world. You know what I'm saying? My daddy created the universe.
I do.
And we act like the underdog. Pardon the redheaded people out there, but we act like the redheaded stepchild all the time. And we really shouldn't.
Yeah.
We could be out there being the love. We talk about salt and light, and people think that I just want to put my finger in people's faces. I don't. I want to love you. I want to work with you. I want to help you do better and your kids do better. But I need your help. We all need each other's help to push through this, do we not?
We just with mentioning, in a previous segment, that I think we need a multi-pronged attack. I think we should be mobilizing politically. But let's just take our church, 3,500 folks. We can get them to, those that are voting age, probably 2,500 of them. We can get them to try and vote in accordance with Judeo-Christian biblical principles, okay?
Right.
But what if even 2,000 of them, let's say households, if we did a thing, we're doing it this summer called Won't You Be My Neighbor, and we're saying, okay, find out who lives next door to you and back of you, start praying for them, walk around the neighborhood, say hi to folks, invite them over for coffee, invite their kids to swim in your pool. In other words, if 2,000 households can influence 1,000 other households, and those 1,000 begin to see, you know what, there's something to this Christian life. It's not just political. It's much deeper than that. These people actually live lives that are fun and purposeful and have integrity, and they know how to deal with conflict, and they know how to deal with evil and suffering. I mean, it's a lot longer process, but I think we both have to aim for the political, but we also, grassroots, right? Politics is grassroots, and that really means your neighbor and mine.
Listen, what you just said is perfect. I tell people this all the time. Show people that we're not the Christians that were in those hokey, bad movies of the 60s and the 70s, that we're normal people, We have swimming pools. We have issues like you do. We have cars that break down, cars that run great. We're living our lives like you are,
And we can think.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that helps. Yes, we can think.
We can put arguments together, and we have reasons why we believe what we believe about some of the social issues, about life, about marriage, about gender, about honesty, about integrity. And, and then when we do get Christians to run, they better show integrity.
Oh, yeah.
When they get elected.
God.
That kills us when they don't.
Well, it always does. When somebody runs around, again, that attitude where they're putting their finger out there and they're screaming at people about being, sinful and dirt and thoughts like this and doing that, and then you find out, he's married with 4 kids and has 3 girlfriends. And it's like, really, why do you do that to us? I realize everybody's got some issues they're dealing with, but, man, some of these people are way over the top. But again, we can only, bite off a little bit at a time. And I think that people in their communities, as you said, you start with your neighbor. You start with your neighborhood. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in a tight-knit community, an Italian community. We all knew each other. Where we live now, in a lot of little communities like ours now, we really don't know the people on the street. We don't know if people are hurting. We don't know if people need help. We've kind of lost that community thing, haven't we?
Yeah, and I think the political side of it needs the community, too. What if believers really got, you know, informed as to what's going on in the state, in the schools, and they made friends with the people around them and entered into actual substantive discussions about, okay, you know, we're going to vote for a superintendent of public instruction. Who are you going to vote for? Just tell me why. I'm kind of interested. And then you say, well, this is who I'm going to vote for, and this is why, because I believe that, you know, the elementary school where both of our kids go should have a certain set of ethical values that they teach from. I mean, it's not only that you go to the polling place and vote for the guy or the woman that you think is best. It's that you try and spread some influence in your neighborhood, you know, face-to-face, friend-to-friend. But it doesn't work if you just go door-to-door to meet people you don't know and try and say, hey, you should vote for this guy. You see, it's a foundation of relationship that creates trust in what I believe. If I don't have a relationship with somebody, their chances are they're not going to really give credence to the reasons I live the way I do.
Right. Well, you know, you saw me at lunch the other day with somebody whose relationship I started off with who couldn't stand me. And he's not a believer, okay? And yeah. He was, you know, really irritated about some of the stuff I said. And as time went on and we had short conversations, then we met up a couple of times for coffee. And now we're very close friends. And now...
Good.
There's questions that he's asking. And most people, and not that I'm a saint here, but most people would have blew him off. He's just a heathen. He's never going to turn. I'm not trying to beat him up with Jesus when we talk. I want him to see that I actually care about him. I actually care about him, you know, doing better. And that's what's going to turn him, not me putting a pamphlet in front of his face every time we sit down and get together, right? Well, it was a great question. Too bad
right.
I couldn't answer.
Oh, there
he is. I'm teasing. Go ahead.
So many people take their view of Christianity, just like their view of politicians, from the national media and the sitcoms.
Yep.
And, you know, over time, all the sitcoms have showed Christians to be blunders. You know, they don't think. They're stupid. And so what we do to kind of reverse that is to meet folks and talk with them and have coffee with them and help them cut their lawn and, you know, mm-hmm. have block parties to where they begin to say, wait a minute, you're a Christian? But you seem like a nice guy. You seem like you're tolerant. You seem like you want to know what I believe.
Yep.
Because, you know, the media casts conservatives and Christians as dunderheads. We
yep.
don't think. We're emotional. We follow leaders. And, you know, we believe in this guy named God, and everybody knows he doesn't exist, according to the media. That's why I'm talking. It's got to be multi-pronged, both the electorate and the neighborhood.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I, you know what, I appreciate the things that you write. You know, I've read your blog. Tell people where they can get more information about you, where they can get your book, and learn more about Pastor David Haig.
Yeah, you can go to haigthought.com, haigthought.com. It's my blog. I don't blog a lot. I do something once a week. I put my column on there. There's information there about the various books I've written. You know, there you go.
Well, I always appreciate your time. I always appreciate the fact that you're willing to be very black and white with me. I know a lot of people aren't, or even, frankly, there's a lot of pastors that won't be very black and white with me when I'm trying to have a conversation and understand, because I want to understand. I don't want to be argumentative, but I do want to understand. So I appreciate your time,
yeah.
And I appreciate your love and the way you
sure.
reach out to people. So always a pleasure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always. And listen, guys, get involved. Get engaged. For my Christian brothers out there that are listening, or you want to know what's happening, get involved with your community. Seriously. Anyway, got money? Don't have money? Want to learn a little bit more about the stock market and precious metals, and really from another godly man who'll tell you about how you can protect your money so you have some wealth for your kids. We'll be back in a little bit.